It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Monday morning flashback brought to you by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind our first responders. A little on this day, back to the year of
1986.
We go there on this date, right after the date that George Strait was honored with the Kennedy Center honors there from
country music legend George Strait.
President Trump.
I think if you want to leave it on, you can. I think we can get it through.
Yeah. Loved his hair.
Oh, he's got good hair.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Sometimes they take it off and there's not a lot.
George still looking good.
The Don knows.
Still looking cool, perhaps.
Ooh, it ain't cool.
Never done this one before.
To be crazy about you.
Number one on this date.
It ain't swallowed
up on air. In 1986. King George Strait. Yep, he's still cool. Still got good hair. And this one was pretty cool, too. It ain't cool to be crazy about you. Another Dean Dillon production, ladies and gentlemen. That is who wrote the song there and has penned nearly, at this point, well over 70 songs for George Strait over the career, including Oceanfront Property and the like. So, but this one, it was in 86. George only released two singles to radio from this album. It was Nobody in His Right Mind Would Have Left Her, reached number one, and then this one, both written by Dean Dillon, turns out. And Dean had this line, "It ain't cool to be crazy about you," in his head for a long time, but he just never followed through on it. It was one of those scraps of paper that just wouldn't routinely find its way to the top of the stack. And one day it finally did. And then he was like, okay, I'm going to go golfing with George again and we'll pitch him a song. And that's how it worked with them early on. It was on their little golfing trips.
And George still loved to golf.
Yeah. So, they had a guitar and they were sitting there and they were throwing some ideas around and George said, "I think I could pull that off. Do you think I'm cool enough?" And Dean says, "You're far cooler than I'll ever think I could ever be." And still to this day, as we saw, King George right there, even without the hat. It's a big hit for him, and actually it was an interesting... I totally forgot this. In 2007, Kenny recorded a version.
It ain't cool.
Kenny Chesney.
To be crazy.
And it was basically a B-side for his number one. Never Wanted Nothing More. And Kenny says that's his favorite King George song. Ironically, Kenny Chesney, if removing a cowboy hat, would not have the same reaction from the commander-in-chief.
Okay.
He loves hair. We know that. And we love King George Strait because he's debonair.
I thought you and me were some.